What's going on, guys? This is Elliot, the real estate champ.
And this is Ruby, the broker.
And you are listening to Blue Monkey Talk. Another week, another episode, and we are doing it.
Yes, we are.
We've been pretty busy lately, have we not?
We've been very busy.
We're very blessed.
Business is booming.
And we are actually working with more sellers than buyers.
Yes, we are. So we're very happy about that.
When I got into the game, a lot of people said, if you list, you will last. It looks like that's what we're doing. And you've been in the business a long time. Has it been because you've been listing or?
Why? No.
Sorry, guys. She's looking at me very weird.
Well, you want me to look at you?
Look at the mic or something. Jeez.
Okay, guys. Yes, I've been in the business for a long, long time. And I've had 50-50. I have buyers. I have listings. So, you know what? Just sell. My goal is to just be selling. Doesn't matter if I'm listing or buying, but I do prefer listings.
We're willing to help anyone that's looking to buying, selling, investing, renting, whatever real estate need that you need, we are here for you. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about 7 tips to help you sell your house faster.
7 tips. So if you're thinking about selling your house, this is going to be a good podcast for you. Hit us with number one. What is number one?
Number one, curve appeal.
So you said curve appeal.
Curve appeal. Yes. I have shown houses before where we pull up to the house. If you got weeds growing in your front yard, if there's broken windows, and this particular buyer wants a move-in ready property, they will tell me, let's skip it. We won't even go inside the house because if your property doesn't look top notch outside, that tells you a lot about how the inside is.
That is very true, actually. So in the beginning, I work with a lot of buyers, and that is true. Right when you go up and if there's trash, I mean, sometimes people leave cups from their fast food places and it looks dirty.
Yes. So remember, if you want to get top dollar for your house when selling it, start from the outside. Make sure that you know, you don't have to paint it unless it looks, if the paint looks really bad, then yeah, paint it. You want top dollar for your house. Make sure you put a little wreath in your front door, you know, a clean doormat, just so that it can be welcoming. Number two, clean. Let's clean the house. Put the stuff away. Once you walk into the house, if the windows are dirty from like the sprinklers or whatever, clean them. That makes a big difference because it's the presentation that matters.
Guys, even if it's a vacant home, you can still clean it up.
We've walked into houses.
Yes, we've walked into houses where there's like spider webs as you're walking in through the rooms. I'm not big on that stuff. So I'm like, if there's spider webs, not cool. I mean, just take the time. Like, if you want top dollar for your house, you have to do the little things. You have to clean it, and you have to make the person want to live in that house. Because me walking into a house and there's dead roaches or dead crickets, I'm kind of grossed out by it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, okay. So, number two, clean your house. Number three, let's keep the decor neutral and avoid any excessive decor. Which means, I know that some people like to have a lot of pictures, you know, hanging. You have to depersonalize the property. The new buyer needs to visualize themselves in that house. If they see a lot of pictures of your family, they can't make that connection. No, they cannot make that connection. So put away the frames. Another thing is when you have a lot of frames hanging, it just makes the room a lot smaller. Put the stuff away. You're moving anyway. So just box it up, put it in the garage.
Number four.
Limit your pet's presence. So what that means is if you have dogs, if you have cats, just make sure that their stuff is not all over the place. And the smells. People are big with smells. If it smells like a, you know, there's a cat living there, it will limit the offers you have on your property. So number five, declutter. Take out as much, if you have, let's say it's summer right now. If you have a lot of winter clothes in your closet, box it up and put it in your garage. Why? Because it makes your closet look a lot smaller than it actually is. So if you have a lot of stuff out, it's just going to make it a lot smaller. So declutter and take out as much, just don't have a lot of stuff out.
If there's shoes you haven't worn in a while, clothes, you know, shirts that are hanging and you know you're not going to wear them, just put those away, make those closets show the size of those closets, you know. This is a big one because when we're shopping with buyers, sometimes they'll say, man, the house was nice, but the closets seem kind of small. It's just the presence that it gives it.
Yeah. And you know what? We've seen so many houses. We've shown so many houses. We're used to, if I see the square footage to be at 2,500, I know that closet is not small. It looks small. But no matter what I tell the client, they're just going to think I'm selling them on it, you know? So just make our jobs easier. And if you want to get top dollar, you know, the longer it sits on the market, the less you're going to get. So just clean it up, declutter, make sure it smells good, put everything in the garage. Garage is not a big deal. We've shown houses that's the least of their worries if the garage is small or not. I've actually never gotten that. Box up the stuff, put it in a garage. It actually helps because they see that you're already packing up to move out. You're willing and ready to move. So just put everything in the garage.
Okay, what else do we have?
Number seven. Professional photos.
Number seven, what happened to number six?
Number six was the garage.
Wow.
Put everything in the garage. Declutter, put everything in the garage.
Okay, can we let our listeners know that we're that we're skipping to number six? All right,
No, we didn't skip. We did address the garage.
Okay, so number six was the garage, guys. Sorry, okay? My co-host over here. Okay, number seven.
Number seven, professional photos.
Professional photos. This is probably the biggest one on the list, in my opinion. Why?
You know what? Presentation. Presentation is everything. You know, those photographers out there, they know how to get the best angle of the property. Even now with the drones, they get the whole, you know, lot size. It's just professional photos.
That is the way to go. If your agent is not offering you professional photos and you are wanting top dollar, more than likely, you're not going to get top dollar. And as a seller, you should kind of want those professional photos because you want to make sure that your house is being shown at its best value. An iPhone 8, an iPhone 10 or X or whatever it's called, great pictures, but not to show a $1 million house or just whatever house, you know. It's, you need professional photos.
I know. I honestly do think it's a disservice to sellers whenever an agent won't take professional photos. I mean, we've seen them on the MLS where you can tell they were taken from a cell phone and not a good quality cell phone. At least get a good quality cell phone you're going to do that. But
not only that, but where was I going?
Remember that $1 million house we just saw? Yes. $1 million.
$1 million house still sitting on the market. What I was going to say is, we're real estate agents. We're not photographers. Let the photographers do their job and let us do our job. And you need to have that high quality, good pictures that's going to make you say, take me to that house.
So professional photos are a must.
I've gone into houses, guys, and I've looked at pictures and I know that the house is beautiful. But based on those pictures, I'm like, man, this is not going to sell anyone to come in to this house.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, sometimes I tell that to my buyers, you know what, if you don't like the pictures, it's okay. As long as the square footage and the price is what you want, let's go look at it. Because sometimes, thanks to that agent, you know, the houses don't move. Because when you visualize something, when you see it, when it comes through the eyes, that's when you fall in love with the properties. And if the pictures are not, you know, presentable, you're not going to get a lot of people in there. When we go show the houses and the house is, you know, they fall in love with it. Well, you made my job a little bit easier because we're not competing with other offers. Yeah. And that has happened before too. So yeah, professional photos is a must. If you want to get top dollar, it makes a difference.
So if you're a seller and you're looking to sell, these are small tips that you can do. For sell by owners make this mistake a lot. And they don't know these little small things because they don't want to pay out the commissions. So if you're a seller and you're listening to this, these are the little things that's going to get you top dollar for your house.
Yes. And yes, they are the little things, but they do make a big, big difference in your money.
Purchase.
No.
In your transaction. Sale. In your sale. Yeah.
In your sale.
Yes.
So, okay. Curb appeal. Remember, clean. Decor neutral, limit your pet's presence, declutter, everything in the garage, and professional photos.
Seven tips. Would you add a bonus one there? What is something else that they can take away?
A bonus one?
Yeah. And what I would say, the bonus one that I'm going to throw out there, is find an agent that works with a team that can get your listing to everyone, not just, you know, for themselves, and you know, they might have multiple listings that they're working on. But if you find yourself some agents like ourselves, who we work in teams, it just makes it a lot better. So I think that's my nugget of the day.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know what? Last podcast, I was talking way too much. So this time I'm going to keep to the subject. I'm going to focus. Okay. So I never realized I could talk so much.
Do you have any nuggets to give away?
Nuggets. Let's not forget the backyard. The backyard needs to be same as the front yard. Put everything away. If you've got toys from your kids, put those things away. Because again, presentation is everything.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you so much for your time.
And that is it. Blue Monkey Talk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.